Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Permanent Magnets Limited Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Swayam Pokharan from Tyl Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sejal. Good afternoon, everyone. We appreciate you taking the time out to join us today on this call. As a reminder, our Q2 and H1 FY25 results, along with the press release, have been intimated to the stock exchange and are available on the company website. To take us through today's results, we have with us from the management team Mr. Sharad Taparia, Managing Director, Mr. Sukamal Jain, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. We will begin with a brief overview of the quarter and the half-year from Mr. Taparia, followed by a Q&A session. Please note that any forward-looking statement made during this call must be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that we face. These risks and uncertainties have been outlined in our annual report. With that, I will now hand over the call to Sharad, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Swayam.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today for our Quarter 2 Financial Year 2024-25 earnings call. I would like to begin by providing an overview of our performance and key developments during this quarter. We have reported a marginal growth of 4% year-on-year in Quarter 2 of Financial Year 25 and a 13% growth for the first half of Financial Year 25 on a year-on-year basis. Our consolidated EBITDA margins for Quarter 2 Financial Year 25 stood at 19% compared to 21% in the corresponding last quarter. On a standalone basis, we have witnessed a reduction in our EBITDA margins both year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter. The primary factor which has influenced our performance this quarter and the margin reduction in the recent quarters is mainly the change in the product mix coupled with some higher operating expenses related to our ongoing business expansion. Within product mix change, the softer performance has been on our EV business segment and overall exports, which continue to experience subdued demand. This situation remains largely unchanged from our previous communications. On the contrary, our consolidated EBITDA margin was higher, and this was largely due to execution of a purchase order in our subsidiary, Quantum Magnetics. It is, however, important to note that while Q2 profitability in this subsidiary was high, it should not be considered as indicative of the future profitability in this business segment. It would be a bit premature to comment on the steady-state margins of the subsidiary level at this moment, given the nascent stage it is in currently. Additionally, Quarter 2 also proved to be sluggish for our domestic smart metering business. It is mainly due to lesser demand from our customer in the first half of 2024. Despite these challenges, we are actively pursuing several strategic initiatives, and these include product development. We are actively developing additional products and cultivating new customer relationships within our domestic smart meters and alloy business verticals, and we are expecting that efforts made in these areas to yield some breakthroughs in the coming financial year. Second strategic initiative is the subsidiary progress. We are currently undergoing customer audit, and we are anticipating that this will be over soon, and we will secure additional orders in this area towards the end of this fiscal year. While we acknowledge the short-term challenges, we remain committed to our growth strategy and we are confident in our ability to navigate the current market conditions. We believe that our ongoing efforts in product development and customer relationship building and the strategic expansion will position us well for future growth. Thank you for your attention. We will now open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclic Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, very good afternoon. I am a very old shareholder. Sir, so now, sir, we appreciate that you have always given genuine guidance and, sir, we understand the ups and downs in business. Sir, but if we see then our revenue, standalone revenues are flat at around 50 crores since December of 22. So basically 9 quarters have passed by and like over 2 years have passed by. And sir, our margins have basically shrunk. The EBITDA has halved from around 12.5 or thereabouts to 6.5 crore. So this I'm talking about on a standalone basis. So in your best judgment, sir, how long will it take for whatever new projects you are working on for them to translate into revenues? And when can we expect a breakout from this 50 crore range that we have been stuck and the margins also which have been coming down? When do we expect margins to again go back to over 20% levels?
Yeah, see, initially when the EV business was going very strong worldwide, we were growing along with that. We had demand from our customers and that is how the growth was coming very fast. Later on, EV business has become slow and demand from our customers has also correspondingly become slow. While at that time, the domestic smart metering business increased. So we remained flat. That same trend is today continuing and whatever new projects that we are looking at, of course, our inception to actual commercial sales, as you know, takes a little bit of time. So now to answer your question, when will it break out? My expectation is in terms of growth on the top line, we should expect next year some better growth as compared to this financial year. There are some new projects which should also have commercial sales in the next year with a little improved margin. May not be the same as the EV related export margins, but maybe better than what our domestic sales is giving us at the moment. This is the rough idea that I can give to you.
Sure, sir. And sir, also on the domestic side, sir, if we look at the smart metering players like Genus Power, sir, during the same period, if we see from December 22 to September 24 quarter, so their revenue has increased from 200 crore to almost 500 crore. Sir, so how is it that we are not seeing any tailwind from the domestic smart metering? And sir, this Genus Power that I'm talking about, so their order book has increased from, let's say, 2-3 years back from 1,500 crores to 30,000 crores. So, why aren't we seeing scale-up happening, whereas other players are, it seems that in domestic smart metering, they are booking orders and revenues also.
We are producing parts specific to customer design. So all these meter manufacturers are not, we are not supplying to all of them. We are supplying to a few. And so we are dependent on their installations and what they are doing in their particular area, whatever they are doing. So of course, we are now developing some products which could be generally used by multiple companies. And that will happen starting from now and will really come into play next year sometime. So that is the reason you don't see a straight increase in our demand also, because these are specific products built for specific companies.
Sir, and are we the single source supplier, sir, or are they multiple suppliers? And sir, if you could name a few other peers in India that are also making the same components as you are, sir, so that will help us increase our understanding about the business.
So I cannot name any companies, but we are, these are, what we are building is customized product. So the customer will give us their design, and we build as per their design. And this same product cannot be supplied to any other customer. Every meter company has their own design, and they ask their suppliers to build as per their design. So I cannot name any competitors at this moment. You, but, and many of these companies, they also do imports directly from outside, some Chinese suppliers or some other suppliers. That is also, some people are using those sources also.
And so lastly, sir, are we supplying to Chinese EV manufacturers, or sir, they are totally, they have a domestic supply chain?
No, they have a domestic supply chain. We supply to Chinese companies who in turn supply to European and American companies. But we have not got a breakthrough as of now supplying to Chinese EV manufacturers. We have a direction that we are working on for future to build very low cost solutions which could be applicable there, but it's too early to say that. The Chinese market is very protected.
Right, sir. Thank you very much and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Kumar from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. In quantum magnetics, the purchase order that we had in Q2, what was the application or the sector, if you could explain?
It is consumer electronics, which we have produced for, and same application we will be supplying to in near future. Once we have all our audits clear, then it will pick up.
Oh, so the customer audit that's happening is from the same client, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, same client.
Okay, okay. And is there any revenue guidance for quantum magnetics for FY25 and say the next 2-3 years? This is without the phase two, phase three, just this base business that we have. How much can it ramp up to, and what will be the sustainable margins? You said Q2 is an aberration.
FY25, we will not see much more revenues. It will probably by, well, we will close the audit and then business will start. So it will be very marginally small business. In FY26, we can expect, my judgment is still a judgment. It could be maybe one product we may be able to do maybe 10 crores to 15, 20 crores, something like that. But it really depends on how fast the customer moves along with us. Customer is growing very fast. So how fast? Because this audit takes a very long time. So any other company to clear this audit, we have a natural barrier to entry in this business. Once we are approved, I think customer will remain with us and they should give us a lot more business. This is my judgment. I can't comment on exact numbers at the moment.
Sure, sure. Fair enough. But sustainable margins, sir, when once we do this 10, 20 growth?
My judgment is about 15% to 20% could be my judgment. But right now we are having much more fixed costs. Until we reach a break-even point, we don't make money in this business. We have made the plant in much more surplus capacity in anticipation of business from the customer.
Got it. And second, on alloys business, have we signed any contracts are we on track for, I think we had guided for 25-30 crores in FY25.
Yes.
Given the low. Yes, sir.
We are running slow there. For this financial year, I was expecting much more business, but customer took longer time. Meanwhile, we have got some tender business we have won from PSU companies that we are executing. That is also giving us some market feel about government tenders. So we are doing that, and that will continue in the next year. So also, it's a different area, so it's a very widespread business. My expectation is that it will do, should do much better, quite well in the next coming financial year.
Okay. And given the low base, both alloys business and the base business of quantum magnetics, can they each do like 100 crores kind of top line in 3-4 years from now?
Yeah, it is possible. More visibility I see for alloys. Regarding the subsidiary, it could be anything. It could increase very sharply, but it really depends. Right now, we are working with only one customer. So once that is going on well, then we can expect multifold growth there. So, but yeah, potential exists for both of them to cross 100 crores.
Final question on smart meters. We are seeing new players enter, be it Salzer, and Kaynes has bought a company. So how many clients do we work just in the smart meters business? Total number of clients that we work with.
We have multiple clients, but mainly the sale goes for two or three different clients. Mainly that is what we are doing.
Okay, and is it fair to
We are building a product category which will cater to multiple more clients, and that we will announce when it is done. We will announce shortly.
And that will be our design.
Yeah, that will be our own design, and it will be applicable to, let's say, multiple clients.
More value-added.
More value-added products.
Yeah.
Okay. And those 2-3 clients that we have today, will our wallet share be like 100-200 rupees per smart meter?
Yeah, some of them are more, much more also, about more than that also.
400 per 400.
Okay. And the new product that we are working on, what will be the rough cost of it per smart meters?
It could be about maybe somewhere between 270, 300, roughly like that could be.
Okay, and but this will apply for many more clients because it's a modular.
Yeah, many, many more clients. And all that, once it is established, at the right point, we will do the required disclosures.
Perfect. If I could squeeze in one more. Any timelines for phase two and phase three in quantum magnetics?
No. Phase two, we are making progress, so it should happen in within.
Next week.
Yeah, next, before, I would say 6 months to 1 year, we should implement. This is my judgment today.
Okay.
Phase three, we are not commenting at the moment. Once we have done phase two, then we decide on phase three.
Okay. So, in quantum magnetics, you had said 100 crores. So without phase two itself, can we do the 100 crores? And if yes, how much will phase two sort of add to the revenue potential?
Yeah, without that also, phase two is a backward integration of phase one. Phase one is the final product that we make and sell to customers. So once we have demand, we will, phase two will improve the margins, let's say.
Okay, so from 15-20%, it can move higher once we are done with phase two.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Okay.
It should improve in some.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, you know, like this is a longer-term question. I've been following this company for the past 6-7 years, and we have built significant capabilities over the years. But if we look at our, you know, performance on the revenue and the bottom line front, you know, FY19, we had touched almost 120 crores. And FY25, given how the commentary is, we'll end up with, you know, 210-220 crore kind of revenue on the higher side. You know, last six, seven years, we, given the size of our company, the revenue growth hasn't kept pace with the kind of capabilities we have, you know, the kind of capabilities plus the kind of clients we have. And although I do understand that, you know, EV has been, was a major growth factor for us over the past two, three years, which has slowed down. But some of the other, you know, old areas as well as new initiatives like alloys and even quantum haven't picked up the way that we were expecting. So would you like to give some thoughts on, you know, how, despite, like, how as a company, we being at around 200-220 crore kind of revenue can grow at higher pace of growth given the capabilities we have developed?
We see most in the earlier years, most of our business is supplying parts as per customer design. And while originally the company was in the magnets business, we transitioned from there based on the capabilities to these newer products. Then we got a good growth due to EV business, which slowed down, and parallelly, metering business went up. Now we are sluggish in both the situations. Ultimately, our position has to be that we are not dependent on any one particular segment. That is the way we have to position this company, and that is the direction we are moving in. Alloys is one such direction. Alloy, this is the first year we have done commercial sales because we have the installation has happened recently. So alloys is not a story of the last four, five years. It is a very recent story. And my expectation is that it will pick up, should pick up quite fast because that business is not the same as what we are doing today. Today, we produce as per customer design, which takes 6 months to maybe 1 year to sometimes even 2 years from inception to commercial sales. Alloys is not like that. Alloys is already being used by the customers. They, when we come in as a second supplier, and we give a price advantage to the customer. So it can pick up much more faster as compared to the existing business that we are doing. So, I mean, in conclusion, we going forward, our direction is not to be dependent on any one particular segment. We will move towards more and more generic products so that less demand from one particular customer does not affect us. That is the direction, and that should make our growth much more faster.
Sure. The metering growth slowdown that you were talking about, it's because it's for our export customers, or you're talking about domestic customers?
Our domestic customers.
Okay, because we, our major sales on the smart meter or the metering side was largely to exports, right? And the domestic has picked up just over the past year or so.
Yes, yeah.
But in exports also, we are seeing some challenges on the smart meter side?
No, export, our growth was better. The energy meter sales was better. Export.
And are we growing there on a YOY basis?
We are growing there on YOY basis. There also, we are trying to get more products approved. But again, it is specific customer to customer. It takes time to, from design stage to, let's say, commercial sales.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
On the EV front, you know, we have seen Tesla, you know, improving its guidance recently. And so what, how are we looking at this segment? How are we looking at revival in this segment over the next, in the near to medium term?
It is the same as the other EV segment. So Tesla is one of the companies who's growing. other companies, every company has their own, they are going into the EV segment, they are launching their cars, two-wheelers, and so we are trying to meet these customers, understand their needs, and build products accordingly. That is what we are doing.
But how is the demand revival expected in some of the programs we were part of on the EV side?
Whatever products we had built, the forecast that they had given us initially got reduced much more. So what they are doing is that same platform, whatever products we develop, they are trying to use for their other cars, whatever they are developing.
So
to, you know, fulfill whatever customer had promised us, they had fixed up prices with us based on a certain forecast, which was not fulfilled. That was a much more increasing forecast. So they are trying to, they are telling us that they will consume the parts by using into other platforms. But they are also facing slowdowns in their end. Particularly, I'm talking about European American companies.
Sure.
Chinese companies are doing well in EVs.
So, but we don't have presence there actually.
We do not have presence in China at the moment.
Sure. And that, you know, we've seen a lot of, you know, automotive companies slashing their, you know, like expectations on the EV front, as well as, you know, launch that they're delaying or even, you know, canceling their launches for new products on the EV side. So is that happening with some of our products as well?
Yeah, our product, the demand has reduced. So what they do, they give us a forecast for the full year month-wise. Later on, as the month progresses, the purchase orders come as per that forecast, but they keep changing the forecast. So right now, the forecast is reduced.
Sure.
That depends on the inventory levels they have and their final customer demands. It all depends on that.
Sure. Sir, any progress on the module front? You know, like, have we been able to get some breakthrough there?
Module development is going on. That is for mainly bigger modules seems to be better right now, which are for heavy commercial vehicles, and those programs are progressing.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, the starting date is a little start of the projects are a little futuristic. So, but we are making progress there. Some sales have started, and some more programs will come into play next year. And some more the year after that.
So, on the domestic metering side, any revival or, you know, any improvement in forecast we are seeing over the next few quarters?
Yeah, that will, as soon as our customers, when they get more orders, there are two things. Once they should get more orders. Second, the implementation, execution should be faster. That is what they are working on, and as soon as they have something more concrete that they have, then we will get the result. Elections are also going on. There are many other political factors are going on. So, say in specific states, demand is sometimes slower, sometimes faster.
So, one metric that we internally, as well as some of our investors who have been running this company, track is the project funnel, you know, the number of projects we are working on, which are progressing to next stage. So, like, given how things have slowed down, at least on the EV, as well as, you know, on the domestic metering side, have you seen some reduced in this funnel over the past year or so, or has that increased?
No, that funnel is increasing only. In fact, the learning for us is that funnel should be much more bigger, so that we don't get impacted by these segment changes. Because we have two methods of that we are growing. One is the funnel that we have, pipeline, and second is the capability based projects like alloys and let's say other businesses. So this funnel actually should grow at a much more faster pace. That is what we are working upon.
Sure. And any like you don't need to name the customer, like over the past let's say 2-3 quarters, have you added some significant big clients on like of in on EV metering or alloy side? Like if you can talk about some of the wins that we might have or some of the new customers that we would have entered. How many of them have we entered, if you can elaborate on that?
On the metering and EV, we not many. I don't think we have added much, but in the alloy side, we got some business from big PSUs. So that on that front, we have developed relationships with them to, I mean, of course, it's through a tendering process. So, but at least when you do some supplies, you get to know about their quality levels, everything else. So that has happened.
Sure. Okay. Thank you, Nishant.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rohit from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Most of the questions have been answered. I just have a few clarifications and follow-ups. So, sir, on this module, you said that the overall project is developing well. But from a sales point of view, like significant or decent contribution for us will be when do you see that happening? And is it largely, again, dependent on EVs turning around, or is it agnostic of that as well?
The main modules that we are working on currently are related to, mostly related to heavy vehicles, commercial vehicles. And that programs are going on. I think demand for those vehicles is different as compared to the passenger cars. So those programs are still progressing. We are, but those are very, the start of project for the customer themselves is a little longer. So some are in, let's say, 25, 26, some are 26, 27, some are 27, 28, even very long-term programs also we are developing. Mostly the large volumes of sales have not come because the customer themselves have other things to fix. So their start of production only is planned in a future years.
So, understood. So when do you, based on what your current understanding, when do you think this will start contributing significantly to our business?
I feel that maybe the year after next, or 26, 27, could be much, much bigger sale on just on the module side.
Right.
25, 26 could be small growth. My judgment as on today.
Sure. So then on the alloy side, so you mentioned that we won some business with the PSU, and you also mentioned that this business will continue in the coming year as well. But you are working with some other customer, which is taking a longer time. So two questions here. In terms of the size of the business, what could be with the PSU, if you can share that? And to what, why is it taking a longer time with the customer? I mean, just to understand where we are and where is the issue as such.
There, the value add with the customer is much more higher. The process is more complex because we are doing a sort of using their scrap and addition of newer materials to produce a fresh raw material for them. So therefore, margins are better, and for that process, there are some trials going on. And it's all, till now, everything has been successful. But for customer to implement this, final customer is an export customer, international. So to implement this, it is taking a little more time. But once it is done, it will be a regular business which will let's say, fill up our capacity for the next year. This is my expectation. For the PSU, we have executed, I think one order we have executed, and the other one we are getting, I think it's under execution.
Yeah, under execution. That order come liquid now, the first order is 40 lakhs.
I think 70-80 lakhs was the order for the one order that we got.
With one PSU.
But that business is a, I mean, regularly they are buying. It's all, they are going through tendering process. And it's all price driven. So whoever is L1, of course, subject to your technical qualification, whoever is L1 gets the business. So that is another method by which we can fill up our capacity. But our direction is to do a higher margin business by more value addition.
Fill up this capacity and to expand it required.
Yeah.
Sure, sir. So also the value addition business that we're trying to do with the customer. So what kind of margins do you think, I mean, will it be like closer to the number that you're doing right now or is it lower than that? Any sense?
No, it will be lower than that. So that I can't comment exactly on the margin right now.
It will have,
but it is better than the just pure melting of just pure melting of metals and then making an alloy. There the margins are much lower here because you are doing a little more value addition. Margins are a little bit better, but I can't comment exactly on the percentage margin right now.
Sure. And in terms of the smart meters, sorry, actually in terms of, so my next question was on the subsidiary quantum. So phase two, you said probably will take about 6 to 12 months. What is the kind of capex that will go into that, and why phase three won't decided, but tentatively any sense on what kind of capex that will that will outlay?
We are still deciding at the moment, but approximate number is about 20 to 25 crores is roughly what we are seeing today, but we are still not decided that as yet. So that depends on how this phase one picks up and how we are going there.
All that is still under discussion with the customer.
This is, you said, for 20-25 crores or phase two, right?
Phase two, yeah.
And phase three, any thoughts?
Phase three, we have still not decided anything. The initial plan was about 200 crores.
Was the phase three.
But we have not decided that now. We will take that call after phase two is implemented.
Okay, got it. And sir, just a couple of more. So in terms of smart meter, so I was a bit confused. So to an earlier participant, you mentioned that the reason why we haven't really gotten the growth is because the customers that you're working, they have not been able to get the orders, or we have not been, because you're focusing on exports, and hence you're not very much in the domestic market, hence our customer roster was not very widespread, hence we are not able to get that growth. Sorry, I missed that. If you can, sorry, explain that.
No, the customer, our customer did not, they have a lesser demand due to their own order issues and their own execution issues. So once that is, it is not, the limitation is not due to us. We are ready with all the capacity and everything. So it is up to them only.
Okay. And you mentioned also to another participant that you are working with. So today your smart meter business is probably 3-4 players, right?
Yeah, two, three customers.
Okay. And is there, and you are trying to add more customers there what?
Yeah, because we are right now producing as per their design. They give us a design, we make as per that. We are working on a product which will be common design across all the meters they need it. So we are working on that. and small customizations we are going to do there, but that will increase our customer base in the domestic meter. More number of customers will come in our portfolio.
Right. Got it, sir. Finally, sir, I mean, I think a year or two back, I think we were sort of looking at all cylinders firing for us, and sort of now things are a bit more challenging with some segments sort of taking more time and some segments really sort of reversing. So if I look at not the immediate term, let's say not the next 12 months, but slightly longer term, let's say 2-3 years out, I mean, what are your aspirations for the business? So we are at 200-220 crores today. Given wherever we are in terms of the different things that we are doing and the strategic initiatives that you mentioned in the beginning, and I've been tracking this company for almost 4-5 years now. So I mean, just wanted to get your sense over the next 2-3 years. How do you see?
Our vision is to achieve, next step would be to achieve a line of 500 crores and then from grow there. But I feel that the potential that we have in all the segments that we are present, the market size, whatever we are catering to is very, very large, and we are nothing, we are very, very small as compared to what we can do. So any significant order or any significant breakthrough can give us a huge jump, and that can happen as soon as a customer is ready or anything. So I'm quite optimistic that this is a lumpy growth, whatever we are experiencing. Even in the past few years, whenever we grew, it was a jump, sudden jump, and then it's a stagnation for some time due to one sector going down, another sector going up. So I am overall quite optimistic in the areas that we are working on. Now, when the result comes, we are putting in all our effort, and when the result comes, it's really up to the customers and the market how they perceive and how well we are able to convince them. That is the question. We are trying to be very aggressive in terms of the effort and the investments that we are doing.
Sorry, I said last, but this is finally the last question. On the EV side, the previous participant also asked, the Europeans are going through a tough challenge because of the competition from the Chinese in their markets. And some US players are also sort of backtracking on their EV plans. So, sir, from a longer term point of view, how do you see this business? Is it just a cyclical blip here, or there are some structural issues in the end customer, in the EV market itself? From your vantage point, how you are seeing this?
EV companies are going through this period, and they will ultimately reinvent themselves in terms of their cost structures, whatever, to align with the market, how the market wants. And I believe ultimately they will be successful. So this demand will come up again. When it will come up, I don't know, but it should, because ultimately it's of the product. Is the right thing to happen, and whatever EVs are there in the market, perception is pretty good. It is a non-polluting, lower operating cost. The capital cost is higher for the customer. So once that is, let's say, at par, what we are experiencing with the Chinese EVs, that should happen ultimately with the American, European EVs also. So ultimately it should come back to the normal growth, what we saw earlier. It should come back to that growth. This is my judgment. But I don't know. I don't know about the overall market. My judgment.
Sure, sir. Sure. No, thank you very much. You've been very patient. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Sanjay Kumar from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. The consumer electronics product that we supplied in Q2, what will be the global market size of that product you're supplying? Not the consumer electronics itself, just the product that you're supplying. What will be the market size or the purchase that your customer is currently doing from other sources?
It's a large, it's quite large. The application is quite large. So I don't want to comment on the specific application there, because once that audit and all is completed, everything is done, then we can make some announcements. But I do not want to comment on the on what product we are doing. And so I think we can, maybe in the coming few quarters, I can comment. Okay.
Sure, sir. And on the same subsidiary, we were to do neodymium magnets for EV wind turbine applications. To any update there, or these will start only after phase 2 or phase 3?
Phase 2, because phase 1 we are going ahead with this customer, and it is done, then we will start supplying, and there we are going to buy the neodymium magnets, and phase 2 will be a little bit of backward integration, and phase 3 will be full backward integration. So that time we will see what other applications of magnets we are going to supply to.
Okay. And second, on alloys, the export customer, if you could talk about the application of the product. You said they're exporting. Is it for what kind of application, if you could?
I don't want to talk about that right now. Specific application, so that we will, I can't reveal that right now.
Sure. Fair enough. And PSU, what is the annual purchase value of the product that we supplied? Not our tender. In a year, how much do they roughly buy this material for?
These are made mostly cobalt and nickel based alloys, which the PSU are buying. So you can yourself calculate how much. It's quite a large demand from the PSU. But they have various requirements. Some require only melting, some require some additional processing. So we have not decided what our next investment in the alloy space is going to be, whether it is going to be just expansion of the same capacity, or we are going to do some additional processing on that. That we are taking a call after certain sales have happened. So then we will take a call and decide the next investment.
Okay. So is it possible to share how much capex will be needed for alloys to scale up to, say, 100 crores kind of top line? You've not finalized any capex plans for alloys.
10 to 15 crore, you can say, tentatively what we look at. It could be more also.
Okay. And in EV business, how do we become more relevant for our customers, or how do we go up the value chain? Do we have to do the sensor designs or the current shielding designs in-house? Or do we have to, say, backward integrate into shunt resistors or something like that, so that we form a bigger part of their value chain or the product?
Our customers are tier one companies who are automotive companies. They are doing EV as well as non-EV. What we are doing is that we are pitching all the capabilities to them and telling them whatever business they can give us, whatever development we can do, EV or non-EV, we are open to doing that. And they are giving multiple new projects. We are just pitching the capabilities. So we are not saying we want to do only EV. We are open for everything. We are hungry for business right now.
Perfect. Okay. And in the annual report, we had mentioned development of motors and generators. I think we already do stator rotor. Is there any update on motors and generators?
Stator rotor is a part of the motor only, not generator. We have not done anything till now. Okay. But motor, we are progressing, because all the sub-components we are already doing, like stamping, winding, molding, and magnet, we already have a plan. These are the parts of a motor. Stator and rotor. So there we are making progress. The first project that we have done, that sales is slowly increasing. And new, we are advertising that capability to other companies and other applications, and trying to get more inquiries at this stage. So, but once it grows, it will become a separate division of the company.
Got it. But by also planning magnets, will we have advantage over the other motor manufacturers, because they kind of only do a assembly of sorts, whereas we can do end-to-end motors.
Yeah.
So can we have an advantage and we...
Yeah, we should. Because we will be producing our own magnets, so there should be an advantage.
Okay. And final question, sir. When do you think we can hit the 500 crores top line that you had answered in a previous question?
I can't comment on a specific time frame with that, but the desire is as early as possible. But if we get one or two solid breakthroughs in any one of these areas, which are large, say, order values, we will be able to hit it that much faster whenever we get that. So I can't comment on a specific timeline.
Got it. Thank you, sir. Looking forward to it, and all the very best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sriram R., who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So if you can just break down the first half's revenue into shunts, pipeworm, and magnetic assemblies. And also if you can just tell us how has this breakup changed post-COVID?
First half, I can break it down by application-wise. So application-wise, about 50% was electricity meter business. About 25% was automotive. And magnets and alloys was about 12%. And others was about 17%.
What is the composition of these other 17%?
These are all other applications other than the
current transformer.
Yeah, CTs, then other, including some gas meter also, all these, everything else put together.
Okay. You are including gas meters. Okay. And so regarding this alloys division, where do these alloys go into in terms of sectoral application? Can you just tell us?
We are generally doing the cobalt nickel alloy, which is used for high temperature application. So super alloys, oil and gas, powder metallurgy, defense application. These are the applications.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclic Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to understand that, sir. Firstly, sir, did I hear it correctly that per smart meter, you are expecting a contribution of 270 to 400 rupees per smart meter?
The product that we are working on, yes.
Okay. So if that be the case, sir, so there is a requirement of 25 crore smart meters in the country, approximately. So even if we take 300 crore rupees per smart meter, so it's around 7500 crore opportunity for our basically the TAM for us. So out of these 25 crore smart meters, so what kind of market share you think that you are capable of capturing in terms of percentage?
25 crore.
We are planning to build a product with such a quality that all customers should come to us to instead of buying from other suppliers. So then depending on what they need, we'll have to set up capacities and all that. So market share, how much can we get? I can't comment at the moment. Desire is to fulfill everything, whatever we can do. We have to just set up capacity accordingly. Once we have the product ready, we will advertise to customer about the quality. And of course, it's a price-driven market also. Some customers may not be interested in the best quality. They would be, they may be working with a lower quality, lower price. So that will not be our segment.
Thank you.
So out of this 25, sorry. Sorry. Okay.
No, sir, please continue.
Out of this 25 crore installations, we do not know how many are doing with a lower quality. But I would say the top companies should be interested in buying from us. They may also have a decision making to do whether to buy 100% from us or whether to keep two suppliers. So all that will come into play.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sharad Taparia for closing comments.
Okay, thank you everyone for participating in the call. I hope I have been able to answer the questions and queries, whatever you had. And as we have done in the past, we will keep the investors updated about whatever the company is doing. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. On behalf of Permanent Magnets Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.